How Can There Be a Closer Relationship Than Marriage? By Krishna's Mercy. Quote, the pastimes of Krishna and Rukmini in Dwarka are accepted by great authorities as manifestations of those of Narayan and Lakshmi, which are of an exalted opulence. The pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavana are simple and rural, distinguished from the polished urban characteristics of those of Dwarka. The characteristics of Rukmini were unusually bright, and Krishna was very much satisfied with her behavior. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vol 2, Chapter 5.
We see that within Krishna Lila itself, there are different ways that the Supreme Personality of Godhead interacts with others. This is with respect to those who are favorably inclined. It is clear that the enemies receive their own blessings, in the form of the conflict that they desperately seek. They want to measure the potency in the Almighty, to compete with Him, to make Him prove His strength and ability on the playing field. Therefore, Krishna does amazing things like take down the whirlwind, enter the mouth of a serpent, and literally suck the life out of a witch. With the devotees, and especially the females, there is peaceful interaction. We see how Krishna marries over 16,000 women. I have no problem understanding this. There is no issue on my side. If I had relief at my disposal and I was in a charitable mood, wanting to help others, I would certainly not limit myself in the rescue provided. If thousands of women wanted to accept my shelter, I would give it to them. In this way, any kind and compassionate person can relate to Krishna. The question I have specifically relates to the interactions with other women, the ones who are prominently known. I am speaking of the gopis of Vrindavana. We hear that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world to specifically give prominence to this kind of interaction. At least in terms of worship, the mood of Radha and her associates is supposed to be the best. Yes, when speaking of liberation, there is really no difference. Liberation, or mukti, is distinct from conditioned living. It is not bound to conditions of up and down, high and low, coming and going, and birth and death. If someone is liberated while worshiping from a distance, in a respectful manner, that is as much devotion, bhakti, as the person who is always in close proximity to the Supreme Lord. But why exactly is the mood of Radha the best? Why do the gopis occupy a special place? They are not married to Krishna, at least in the traditional sense. Marriage is a sacred bond. It is the way for the human being to advance. Should that not be the standard to worship? Why do we draw distinctions between someone like Rukmini Devi and the gopis?
It should be acknowledged that there is nothing inferior or lacking in the relationship between Sri Krishna and the chief queen in Dwarka, Rukmini Devi. Meditating on the image of their union, of their daily life together, of the way they make each other happy, is sufficient for reaching the spiritual world. It is dhyana, all the same, incorporated in the steady discipline of genuine yoga. The person following such worship is dhanya, or glorious. Quote, Lord Chaitanya taught people in general the method of vipralamba, which is the method of rendering service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the feeling of separation. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vol 1, Ch. 46. The exalted position of the gopis is a subtle distinction which is not easy to distinguish. We can try our best using comparisons to our everyday affairs, but until we are situated and living through the experience, it is difficult to know. This is one of the other external causes to the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to experience from the perspective of Radha in how she loves Krishna and always longs for him. For the purposes of analysis, we take two different people. They are both related to us. One is through an official compact, such as a marriage. It is their duty, Dharma, to serve us. They rise early in the morning. They follow a specific routine. They constantly test themselves. They run a self-assessment to ensure proper alignment with the Dharma they vowed to follow. This is indeed endearing. We are so pleased with their service. We cannot find fault with anything that they do. We have constant association. That association is expected. We can rely on it. We can pick a certain time in the average day and know that we will be in the company of our significant other. This is the meaning to the sacred contract, after all. For the other person, they are not always with us. There is separation. Due to circumstances as they are, we cannot always be together. Perhaps there is a geographical boundary. Society would not approve of our relationship. Maybe other things get in the way. We are preoccupied with what we have going on at the moment. Nevertheless, the link is there in consciousness. This person is always thinking of us. They always want us to be happy. They long for the moment that we can finally be together. Wherever they go, whatever they are doing, they still think of us. They never forget us, in fact. If given the choice, would we rather have someone forced to remain by our side out of some doctrinal obligation, or someone who overcomes all obstacles and clears all boundaries interfering in their chosen alignment? Would we not appreciate the person linked in consciousness more? Would that not bring a superior level of satisfaction if making a comparison? This is the distinct position occupied by the gopis of Vrindavana. Society says that they cannot be with Krishna. It is forbidden. The gopis also are not highly reputed scholars or well-respected yogis. They have no standing on which to claim alliance with Krishna, and yet they will never forget him. To Krishna, who could ever be more dear? In closing, possible to be more dear? With gopis' example clear. How aligned even in separation. From Chaitanya the declaration. Vipralamba because forbidden so. Thoughts always to Krishna to go. A bond of allegiance never to break. That highest standard of devotion to make.